What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Funksters, and thank you for making the TGIF show a part of your day. I'm Bob Stolk, your guide on this wonderful audio adventure into the genre and subgenres of funk music. And we started our compilation adventure off with a band who really knows how to showcase that unique Minneapolis funk sound. Maybe because they were tutored by the best, Prince. The band is The Time. And the tune is The Stick. Favoring that retro gangster chic, slicked up in vintage suits and fedoras, The Time made a visual statement that echoed perfectly their interpretation of funk. A bright, tight sound that always checked the mirror before it left the house. In concert, they were unbeatable, turning in sets so energetic that when they toured with Prince, he took to beginning his own set with ballads, simply to calm the audience down. I want to thank Dave Thompson for that spot-on description of that band. So let's get this compilation show going again with some of those funky gems I found. For our first set, we have a band named Karma from Los Angeles, who were active between 1974 and 77. Unfortunately, after two albums, they wound up disbanding in 1978. Maybe they got the case of the spotty funk, the name of their tune.
Yeah. all stress and tension.
Goodness gracious, I think they got a little bit of the spotty funk. You're listening to the TGIS show here on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we just heard Defunk from New York City doing their real intense tune, Avoid the Funk, off of their Thermonuclear album. Well, Avoid the Funk, it's definitely something I don't want to do. Do you? And for our next set, I found two funk bands that like singing about doing the thing. First up, from Indianapolis, Funk Incorporated, doing a tune they call The Thing.
Thing. Well,
Listening to the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSH LP Vashon, 101.9 FM, and streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org, where you can listen to a couple of my past shows and all the other wonderful shows we produce here at The Voice of Vashon. And that last tune was done by Eddie Bowe, and it's called We're Doing It, The Thang. So, who is Eddie Bowe? Well, it's short for Edwin Joseph Bocage, a singer and pianist from New Orleans. Schooled in jazz, he was known for his blues, soul, and funk recordings, compositions, productions, and arrangements. And he debuted on Ace Records in 1955 and released more singles than anyone else in New Orleans other than Fats Domino. We're Doing It, The Thang, which he did with the Soul Finders, is from his 1977 album titled Hook and Sling, released on the Funk Delicious label. During my research for this show, I ran across the two songs in the next set, and I could not resist adding them to my song sheet. They're a great pick-me-up now, plus they include one of my favorite sax players, Candy Dulfer. How could you lose, right? The first is Repent, which features Duran Bernard on vocals and a sax solo by Candy Dulfer, my favorite Dutch jazz funk saxophonist. And the second tune, Bump the Man, again features Duran Bernard as well as Philip Lasseter on vocals.
Just say y'all.
Hallelujah.
need to repent.
Thank you.
she sucked them all.
To live until he can rise above the narrow confines of his own individual concerns to the broader concerns of all humanity.
You're listening to the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we just heard two songs recorded live in Amsterdam, done by a band named Filthy Funk, a 14-piece band started by Philip Lassiter. Rooted in Texas funk, Alabama gospel, New Orleans jazz, and Nashville soul, Philip Lassiter is an 11-time Grammy Award-winning horn string arranger and former section leader arranger of Prince and the New Power Generation. Currently based in Amsterdam, Philip has quickly garnered respect as the go-to arranger and trumpet player for iconic artists. Next up, a tune called Stepping Out by a band named The 13th Floor, a soul funk band from St. Louis, Missouri. Originally released on Blue Candle Records in 1977, the album Stepping Out by The 13th Floor was recently re-released on Regroove Records. You'll see why. We'll be right back.
two steps so fine. She's such a lovely lady, lady, lady. I'm so glad she's mine. Oh, my mamacita. Can't seem to get it up on you. Firecracker. Can't seem to get it up on you.
Mass Production doing their 1979 hit tune Firecracker, which is commonly misattributed to the similarly named, sonically, stylistically similar band, Brass Construction. Based in Norfolk, Virginia, this 10-piece group had a series of minor R&B hits in the late 70s and early 80s, before disbanding in 1983. Well, Funksters, the midnight hour quickly approaches, and we have time for one last funky tune, and I think you'll like this one. A couple of shows back, I talked about a band named Scary Pockets, which was formed by Ryan Lerman and Jack Conte. As mentioned, they gathered together top-notch musicians to produce funkified tunes which they showcase over the internet. And this tune, called Disco Pills, features two of my favorite musicians, Mono Neon on bass and John Scofield on guitar. And thanks again for making the TGIF show a part of your day. Join me next week for another audio adventure. Until then, take care, and remember, keep it funky! We'll be right back.